Tell me about astrology. How does it fit into this earthquake?
Well, my take on this, I did put a few things on the front of Earth Aquarius News, the current website. What's happening is there's another whole field of astrology that isn't related to the popular zodiacal signs that everybody's familiar with their sun sign and their birth horoscopes with all the sun, moon, and planets. And that has to do with something that's been a part of astrology for a very long time, centuries, and it's how far up or down, north or south, planets move relative to what we call the celestial equator. And I was listening to your previous guest there. Mm-hmm. It was all fascinating, and this kind of connects up with what Jim was saying about what's going to happen at the full moon coming up and some of these other cycles. Yeah. What just happened is, and what is continuing to happen, which is what's really of great concern, there's a bunch of planets, including Uranus, the planet that, in a sense, was discovered 1781 at the time that the American Revolution was successful against Mother England back in 1781. That's when that planet was discovered. And what's happening is every 83 and three-quarter years, that planet hits the beginning of our zodiac, which is the zero point. You know, you have a lot of people who talk about zero-point energy.
Mm-hmm, sure do.
Well, astrology has actually two zero points, and one is the beginning of the zodiac, and that happens approximately March 20th, which is the beginning of spring in the northern hemisphere. But at the same time, it's the meeting point of two great circles around the Earth. One is the ecliptic, which is the sun's apparent pathway in the sky. We know that the Earth is actually orbiting the sun, but since we live on the Earth, it looks like the sun is moving. And what happens is, aside from the ecliptic or zodiacal path, there's the celestial equator. And that's why we have equal day and night at the spring and the fall equinoxes. And what's happening now is this planet, Uranus, it will only hit the zero point in every 84 years. And that happened today. And what was weird was I was on the show with Rob a couple, like 6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very end of the show, he said, we had about 15 seconds left. Mark, do you want to say anything about some prediction? I said, watch March 11, because this planet Uranus is going to hit the zero point energy, starting a new 84-year cycle around the zodiac on March 11, and here we are, March 11.
Here we are. Now, you would think that the planet is way too far away from us to affect us.
Well, this is why people don't understand how astrology really works. All the planets that are out there, and this is the big reason why so many people are disbelievers, and they think, well, why allow the planets that are out there to control your fate? As Carl Jung, the Swiss psychotherapist, would have put it, whatever is born at a moment of time has the qualities of that moment. And so whenever so many people out there in the listening audience have seen charts or horoscopes, even if they don't know their own, they've seen somebody who has a chart with the sun, moon, various planets, and it all looks like hieroglyphics. Nobody tends to understand it all too well unless they're a professional astrologer. But what's happening is that those symbols in the chart are really archetypal forces and energy. So it's not that Saturn, you know, hundreds of millions of miles, or Uranus even further away, is doing something. It's not like sending down a ray or forcing us to fall down a flight of stairs or causing some kind of destruction. It's that there's an archetypal kind of quality or function that exists right here in our auras, our energy fields, in Japan, in America. And so these things that are happening, when an astrologer looks at a chart and tries to analyze where are these things moving, it's not so much that they're so far away, how could they possibly influence us? They're right here with us, because there's the ancient idea, as above, so below. What's true in the macrocosm or the solar system becomes reflected in the human being and within humanity and earthly affairs.
Tell me more about this planetary alignment and its effect on us.
Okay, well, this is. I was listening, and you had Linda also, which was a fantastic little prediction that she had there a while back.
Was.
You mentioned
Excellent.
That because she was focused right on Japan. I tend to look at these things differently. What I find, and I've done this for 38 plus years now, when we have devastating, gigantic kinds of events like we're witnessing right now, which isn't really over with, I tend to look at several things. Sometimes we ask what I think are the wrong questions. And if you go to kind of the Zen approach to life and astrology, you know how the people who would go to the Zen monasteries, the master would ask the koan the question, like, what is the sound of one hand clapping? You know, that kind of ancient idea of asking a kind of question that doesn't make any sense, so that the neophyte would sort of change his or her consciousness by trying to unravel a question that's kind of unanswerable. Well, what I mean to say in all this is, very often we ask a question like, what is causing this? Like, is it a planet out there? Like, you had a guest who's saying there's another Earth on the other side of the sun, I believe.
Well, not another Earth, but another planet, a planet X, they say.
Planet X, yeah. Or then there's the Nibiru thing. And yeah. I'm not saying these are not true. But in astrology, as I've understood it, what I've tried to do is always say to myself, I'm a problem solver, and I can use astrology as a tool to try and help clients, or in this case, like a world situation. How can we problem solve this? And what's happening, there's a ganging up. It's almost as if the planets, they're all clustering around the zero point energy of the zodiac and what we call the equator, which is how we get something called parallels and what are called contraparallels. Nobody really would understand what that means unless you're an astrologer. But what is really happening is planets can have height and depth above or below one of the great circles around the Earth. And that has nothing to do with the zodiac. When people say such and such a planet is in the middle of Taurus, or your sun sign is Gemini, or my sun sign is Pisces, that has to do with sort of where is the sun relative to a certain part of 12 signs going in a certain circle. And then there's another circle, which we call the celestial equator, and we can measure planets that way. And what's happening in Japan, what just occurred, is that there are several planets, including Mercury, the sun, Jupiter, and Saturn, the two largest planets, and Uranus, this outer planet, which is also, for the first time in 84 years, hitting the same point. And that's the planet of shockwaves and kind of cosmic electrical forces that are causing this rippling effect throughout the Earth.
Is that what determines the scope and magnitude of these earthquakes?
Exactly. And the first book I ever read, and this is really fascinating, was called Astrology of the Space Age Science back in 1972. I just picked it out of a store, was kind of guided. And it was interesting, the author was living not far from where I was back in New York City in those days. This was right after I graduated from Michigan State University in social science, and I was never planning to do astrology at all. It just sort of happened. And this book was fascinating because it completely changed my life. And what it was saying was all the great astronomers, people like Galileo, Copernicus, Sir Isaac Newton in particular, all of these people were kind of closet astrologers, but they didn't want to get the word out because in those days you had all the religious persecutions, and people were being burned at the stake for studying this kind of stuff, like Giordano Bruno was burned at the stake, and he was an astrologer. So the thing was is that it turns out that in this book, he showed, this is back a book in the early 1970s, Astrology, Space Age Science, that planets like Uranus and Neptune far away would be overhead or in strategic positions at certain earthquakes. And they kept showing different earthquakes and showing how these planets were energizing certain points. Now, what I'm saying today is that this is a little bit different. It's not like Neptune was exactly overhead or Uranus was precisely overhead when the earthquake hit, although I have done the chart for the exact moment. What we're getting is something different. We're getting, and this is related to the Mayan energy of next year, and it's related to two shifts. Uranus going from Pisces into Aries for the first time in 84 years, and Neptune is about to go from Aquarius into Pisces, and that's happening on April 4th for several months, and then we get that change for sure in 2012 where Neptune is changing. These outer planets are definitely traditionally connected to earthquake activity, the shocking energies under the waters and under the earth that are making everybody look at these things and say, why is this happening?